Why traditional PR is a scam. I'm a publicist. I represent clients in the financial and economic space. I've worked with tens of clients over the years, and despite making a good amount of money from publicizing my clients, I'll be the first person to out most PR firms as scams. They're not what they used to be, largely because publicists still market their clients the same way they did before the internet economy. They charge insane amounts of money, and they know very little about the term return on investment. When I was an undergraduate student at Syracuse University's S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communications, one of the best journalism schools in the country, according to NewsPro, a few of my journalism professors would tell the crappy journalist to drop their major from journalism to PR. Quote, if you can't handle the pressure of deadlines, brainstorming, shooting, editing, writing, and putting together a good story, then don't do this. Do PR. I remember one of my professors saying. For a one-day media tour, meaning the client has 15 to 20-minute interviews lined up over a 6 to 8 hour window, PR firms can charge upwards of $20,000. Their monthly retainers range from $700 all the way to $25,000, depending on the quality and experience of the publicist or firm, with a 3-month minimum. I'm not making these numbers up. I recently had to put together a spreadsheet of PR firms' rates for a client of mine, and these staggering figures are the latest industry standards. Is the cost worth it, even if your publicist can get you on as a guest on CNN or Fox News? That's a subjective question. To me, it's not worth it, because given today's digital age, traditional PR generates very little return. Any PR strategy now has to consider the internet. Will the live video hit be available for broadcast and archive online? Will the live radio interview be available in podcast format after? Does the newspaper have an online digital version so you can share it on social media? When is the last time you watched or heard an interview on TV or in your car's radio and you said, "This author is awesome. I can't wait to go home and buy his book"? Chances are you'll forget the guest's name, product, and website within 5 minutes. Consider the case of Greg Smith, an ex-Goldman Sachs institutional salesman. He wrote a tell-all book about life on Wall Street titled Why I Left Goldman Sachs, A Wall Street Story. Smith got a big publisher, the Hachette Book Group, to publicize his book. 60 Minutes and the New York Times covered it in depth. Smith did interviews on all the major media outlets. He got all the publicity in the world. Despite all the hoopla, Smith sold barely 20,000 copies of his book. He would have been lucky to make six figures in royalties. Hachette didn't even break even on their $1.5 million advance to Smith. The Greg Smith scenario is what so many business owners and marketers fall for. It's why the PR and branding professions are still in business. Every person I know who's hired a PR firm on retainer has been ripped off, even by the firms who charge a measly $700 per month retainer. There are countless message board threads and blog posts online of folks who felt duped. People should do their own publicity work. I don't expect Donald Trump or Mark Cuban to be their own publicists, but someone on their marketing team should do it. They shouldn't have to outsource PR to a firm. That's why, in this book, I'll teach you how you can be your own publicist.